Chapter 47, in which a feast is held and a tale is told.
Ah, yes, the Ewoks have their feast. Since the hunters catch became guests, however, they all have to make do with root stew. Not quite as bad as Yoda's root stew, though, thinks Luke with a smile. And then C-3PO begins to tell the Ewoks the story. The whole story. The story of how he and R2 loyally served the Republic. How R2 flew dangerous missions with his rocket thrusters during the Clone Wars. How the clone troopers betrayed and murdered all the Jedi. How Chancellor Palpatine became the Emperor and crushed freedom throughout the galaxy. How a Sith Lord in a terrifying black mask appeared to help the Emperor rule through fear and violence. Squeaks Nippet, a small Ewok. Then brave rebels far away began spreading the word from planet to planet to fight back. And one boy sent a message across the worlds that ignited a spark of rebellion.
There's one, set for stun!
How Darth Vader and stormtroopers caught one of these rebels, Princess Leia, but not before she had given secret plans to R2.
Ah!
Said Wicket, beaming proudly at Leia. How R2 and C-3PO crashed in the desert and wandered helplessly until they were reunited by the Jawas.
One?
And sold to Luke Skywalker. How they traveled with Obi-Wan Kenobi, hero of the Clone Wars, to Mos Eisley, where they met Chewbacca and Han Solo, and flew to Alderaan in the Millennium Falcon.
Dear,
says C-3PO, pausing his story when he realizes how painful the next part might be for Princess Leia.
Me job,
the Ewoks all demand. Leia nods at C-3PO to continue. It is time these Ewoks know the purpose of the Death Star. So C-3PO goes on, telling the Ewoks how the Empire built a great metal moon that shot fire through the sky and destroyed a whole planet. Leia's home planet, Alderaan. And then, he and R2, along with the others, were held as prisoners on the Death Star, but escaped, and very cleverly rescued the princess.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
And then, Luke and R2 flew back to the Death Star in a tiny ship, and were blasted by Darth Vader and his fleet of TIE fighters. The Ewoks are wide-eyed in terror.
Yee-haw!
But Han and Chewie swooped in at the last second and blasted Darth Vader in turn.
No-chee-ho-ha!
Cheers Tebow. And Luke blew up the Death Star. Now all the Ewoks are cheering. But their triumphant war cry is cut off by... The Ewoks freeze in horror at the sound of Darth Vader. Isn't he dead? No, C-3PO tells them. He survived. And in fact, still lives.
Mictakana,
groans the huntress, Asha Fon. He stormed the rebels' snow fortress with great metal monsters. But they escaped just in time on the Millennium Falcon. Only to find themselves stuck in an asteroid field with TIE fighters close behind. And then they were almost eaten by a giant space worm. And then he, C-3PO, was blasted by stormtroopers on Cloud City. And Darth Vader was there too. And Luke fought him, but lost.
No!
Miss John-cha!
Moans Tebow. And they just barely got away on the Falcon. The Ewoks start to cheer, but C-3PO stops them. Darth Vader and the Emperor have a new metal moon, he tells them, and points to the sky. So that is what it is. the Ewoks have spent several seasons wondering what is hanging in the sky over their forest. And now they know. It is a monster that kills not just forests, but whole worlds with fire.
Nish, Zuncha!
Growls Chirpa.